This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And we just heard Pinal's Embrace, and now we have another guest in the studio whose show is very closely linked to Simona Castricum's show, which is also at the Arts House. We have Lycan Kelp here. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, Lycan, you have a really interesting background in the arts and tying nature into the arts. What's your creative journey to get where you are today?
Well, it's been a long and winding journey, but I started out in the arts running independent art galleries in sort of late 90s, early 2000s with my partner, and was exhibiting occasionally while we're doing that, and then had a design business for many years up until about 4 or 5 years ago when I decided to go back to my arts practice and what had been starting some kids' workshops based around colour chemistry and edible chemistry.
Wow.
And these workshops just got me really excited about the sort of playful potential of science processes. And so I started incorporating that into the early experiments in my studio. And then as I was sort of incorporating plants and transformative kind of processes, I was learning more and more about the science behind what I was doing, and that became a big focus.
That's interesting to have that balance between science and the arts. Is science something that you had always been interested in as well?
No, not really at all. Like, it was kind of taught to me back in the day when I was in high school that you were either good at one or the other. And
yeah there was a divide.
Yeah.
but the interesting thing is, and it's rearing its head more and more, is that arts and science go together. And it's a real thing now. You know, like the two go together, which, you know, like 20, 30 years ago, they were worlds apart, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right. And the scientists that I'm meeting these days are just as excited about the arts as I am about science, and I think the potential for sort of collaborative, you know, work where the two can inform each other is really interesting. And often art's seen as just a way of illustrating science principles, but I think there's a much sort of richer space than just that.
So do you think that maybe people's perception or views of arts changed, like they've expanded, you know, like years ago it was a lot more narrow, you know, what people thought of art was quite a narrow sort of scope or thought, whereas now it's expanding to a lot more.
I think people are really interested in sort of diving into their interests and expanding upon their life sort of styles and their life goals and incorporating that in art, and vice versa, making art about the things that they want to be doing as well.
All right, now tell us, you're at the Arts House and you're following Sync.
Yes.
And what's it called? What's your event called?
Our event is called Mulch Underground.
Which I love the title. That's so cool. So explain what it is.
So it is basically a nightclub for plants, is the very quick, simple concept.
Finally.
The poor things have never had a night.
That's right. No one's offered them a night on the town before. And I feel like there is such a huge focus on plants and the natural world to, I guess, save us from the predicaments that we've, you know, put ourselves and the environment in. And this is a chance for plants to have a night off from that intense scrutiny and focus and, you know, that sort of extractive idea of plants must feed us, plants must sustain us. And, just to be able to be in each other's company and have a really good time. And maybe they will benefit from a change in lighting and being surrounded by different plants.
And the beat of the music as well.
That's right.
I was actually speaking to an artist that I know that does botanical work. You know him, Neil. You both know him. And he works at RMIT, but not as a painter. In science, and it's plant science – how the warfare with, you know, like working out the keeping their own spot, you know, like so that other plants don't take over in a forest, and you know, like where they get their water supply, and, yeah. and you know, it's fascinating yeah. what he does.
Yeah, and then through the root system, it's also been shown that trees are supporting each other through exchanges of minerals.
Mm.
So there'll be one tree that's maybe, you know, depleted in, I can't think of it, an example, but say, might not be calcium, but then the other tree has excessive amounts of that and feeds it to that other tree through the root system.
Mm. It's phenomenal. And poison, you know, like if they don't like a plant that's near them or it's a weed, they'll send out poison and poison.
Sounds like survival for plants, doesn't it?
Yeah, whoa. You know, like it's, you know, it's, and isn't it interesting that we're finding out more about plants and you know, and our love for plants is developing more and more as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is the most interesting thing. So,
yeah.
So there's just going to be plants hanging everywhere. And
yes, we're bringing in quite a bit of soil, and we've been propagating seedlings over the last few months, and we'll be incorporating plants into the soundtracks as well. So I'm attempting to make a flower choir where the plants will be attached to connectors that are attached to a computer system and a music program called Makey Makey, where it can trigger when you touch the flowers, it'll trigger different sounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's incredible. I was wondering how you listen to plants.
Yeah.
So is it sounds that you sort of pre-record and created and the plants are a trigger, or yes. are they sounds?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So and you can create them to be sort of like quite natural sounds as well, like sounds that you'd hear in the garden, or you can make them beats or, yeah.
Wow. Mm. So financially, yeah, like this must be costing a fair bit of money to put on.
Well, my partner and I have been doing variations of it over the years. So we've got some of a, you know, sort of build up of materials and things, but then also Arts House gave us a stipend to cover materials and cover the artist fees. So it's my partner Dylan and our friends Benjamin Hancock and Jason Hood, who will be performing with us.
Yep.
So we're all getting, yeah, paid a generous fee, and the material has been covered, so it's great.
And so is it DJing? Is it?
No, it's not DJing. It's live music that Dylan will be creating.
Right.
So Dylan has his own artistic practice and sound practice, and he has a robot orchestra that he'll be bringing in.
Oh, wow.
So it's like an automated percussion sort of mechanized setup, which is very intricate and uses a lot of found objects. And then Benjamin Hancock, you might know, is a very well-known Melbourne dancer who dances with Chunky Move and Lucy Guerin, and has his own choreographic practice. And Jason Hood seems to know everyone on the scene, so you might have come across him. And, yeah, he's fantastic, does a lot of costume work and is always charismatic and entertaining.
Wow, yeah. Sounds fantastic. But the problem is it's sold out.
It has. But we
not,
will
not
do
such a problem.
It's a good problem to have.
It's not a problem for us. It's a problem for anyone who hasn't got a ticket. But we will do other versions in the future. So a friend of ours who is an architect is putting on a soil-based show out at Monash in September.
Uh-huh.
So you can keep your eyes out for that one.
And can we follow you on socials?
Yes.
What's the best way?
I'm Lichen Kelp on Instagram.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sounds absolutely amazing. What's the name of the show again?
For Mulch Underground.
And you might be able to wing it, because numbers are going up, aren't they, you know, like to let people in.
Yeah, it's worth putting your name on the waiting list.
Yeah.
Or contacting Arts House and seeing if there's a way you can squeeze in if you're desperate.
And it's this Friday
attend.
And Saturday night
That's
coming.
That's right, yeah.
So lovely to meet you, and such interesting stuff. You know, this is what's so wonderful about the arts, is that people's imagination can run wild, and we can run wild with it, which is so important.
Yeah, we're very lucky in Melbourne that we've got, you know, institutions and spaces that support this work. I was driving through the city on the way here and it felt very quiet, and I was like, that energy of the arts when things that you don't expect can just happen like this is great.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it's great that the like Arts House over in North Melbourne do a wonderful job as well.
They do. Yep. Really great.
Okay, lovely to meet you, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
How do we get in contact through social media again?
Lycan Kelp on Instagram. Brilliant. And then you'll see tags to my collaborators on there as well.
All right. Fantastic.
Yep. Excellent. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Lycan Kelp here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.